Hello, everyone, and welcome to our sixth episode of Bridge Bytes, the digital marketing podcast that keeps you up to date and in the know on everything digital. Today, I am joined once again by Adam Losky to discuss the data that powers our programmatic campaigns. This podcast is the second episode of a five-part series that dives deep into programmatic advertising. Are you ready to discover programmatic advertising and learn how you can get started? Let's jump in. Hey, Adam. I am thrilled to be continuing our programmatic podcast series with you today. We covered the 101 of programmatic, and now we'll be going over the data behind our programmatic campaigns. For any listeners who missed out on part one, you can head over to our website to listen in. So, Adam, how does a customer actually opt into our database to be targeted in these programmatic campaigns?
Cool. And again, Maddie, as always, thanks for having me on. I'm definitely excited to continue this programmatic series of basically taking you from point A to point B of coming to us with an idea of actually running a campaign and then using the power of Bridge's data to actually operate it. So jumping into this question, we create each profile in Bridge Connect by connecting an individual's email address to their actual digital, mobile, and offline behavior. So unlike providers who build profiles based on postal addresses, our unique ability to create accurately, timely, and complete profiles gives us 100% certainty of someone's identity. So let's think of it like this, kind of to give you an example of how we're actually collecting the data. So Laura Smith, that's just the name I'll use for this example. Laura Smith does everyday activities such as, let's say, signing up for one of our partners' websites, newsletters, using her email address, laurasmith@gmail.com. She also downloads one of our partner apps on her new iPhone. So Bridge, we're partnering with websites, with mobile apps to get this information. During this process, she's consenting to join our audience database known as Bridge Connect. This allows us to, let's say, match her email address to her iPhone's unique ID, her mobile ID. Every iPhone, every Android, every mobile device has one of these. This is how we know the iPhone belongs to Laura. Now we can begin building her profile. So each individual consumer in our database has a digital profile that's linked to them. So for example, she searches for new recipes weekly. She's let's say she's recently visited a local car dealership to learn more about a car she wants to purchase. She downloads certain mobile apps on her phone. Really what we're doing is we're collecting once Laura Smith agrees to have her information used and shared in these digital campaigns, we're building this profile on Laura Smith to actually know what information she consumes and what ads she'll actually engage with once she sees it. So these data points contribute to her profile and knowledge, as we've mentioned, but we're learning who Laura Smith is and what information she wants to see. Let's say you're a retail store in Pennsylvania, and your end goal of running a marketing campaign with us is you want to increase sales to your retail location, but also increase online sales. So the goal is attract people in states surrounding your store. So we're not just focused on one individual state, we're focused all around, because not only are we trying to get someone to come into the location, but we're also trying to focus on online sales. So there's a lot of different people that we can attract. Within that, we're trying to find consumers who, let's say, have expressed interest in buying high-end clothing, make X amount of salary a year, and are in between the ages of 25 and 60. So what do? We're going to then build an audience using our first-party data. So we go into Bridge Connect, we pull the states that you're interested in, we use all of those selects that I had just mentioned, high-end clothing, X amount of salary a year, 25 to 60 years old, and we build that audience. So first, that might connect us with, let's say, Lauren Smith again, who's an online shopper in Connecticut who has a high propensity to buy your product. So we know that Laura's expressed interest. She frequently goes on high-end clothing websites. She has those types of apps on her phone. So we know that Laura fits that criteria. She's expressed the interest, so she's in our data set, so we can also attract her. It also then identifies, let's say, Tyler Johnson. Let's use that random name. A father of three daughters 5 miles from your store location who has been doing research on holiday presents for his three girls. So as you can see, we're using the power of our data to attract two totally different clients, but people that are both interested in the product at hand. That's the power of first-party data. Knowing that the people that, I definitely mentioned this on podcasts in the past, but knowing that the people that we're reaching actually want to see it. So our data finds these people and shows us where we should deploy the campaigns to them. The key here is, as I said, knowing the consumers within your database are truly interested in buying your product. That line right there is what drives Bridge, knowing that we're leading our clients to people that actually want to engage with their product, not just serving an ad to serve an ad, serving ads with a purpose. And we have seen them express the interest in product at hand, so boom, putting this information in front of them that they actually want to see. And we're doing that from what I mentioned earlier, building that profile on Laura Smith, and then understanding who she is as she navigates the digital world.
Wow, that's really impressive. And with that, how do you determine what audience is used for a campaign? Is Bridge creating an audience for me the only way I can run data for a campaign?
We at Bridge kind of have four separate ways we can build an audience. So one, using, there's kind of two sides of it. Two of the audience sides fit one way to the other. So first would be using our insights to create an audience with either one, a standard audience. So we have pre-built segments based off of customers' propensity to buy. So things like job seekers, auto shoppers, new parents, pre-built audiences of people that we know fit that criteria, so kind of very standard segments. But also, with our data insights, we can also create custom audiences. That was kind of like the example I used earlier, where we're looking for high-end furniture buyers, X amount of salary, the age range. We're able to go into Bridge Connect and build a target audience customized to you. I love this because it basically is showing that not every campaign is the same that we run here. Not every audience reacts the same to certain ads. So what we're doing here is customizing this audience that's meant just for each individual client that we work with. We also can use the other side of it of we're using CRM files to create an audience. So Bridge matches your CRM files to our database. We then fill in the gaps of your audience and get a full view of your ideal customer. So this can be seen in two ways. Let's say data enrichment. As I said, filling in the gaps of your audience data. Let's say as simple as adding emails or postal addresses when needed. We're closing the gap and filling in the loose ends of your data story to make it a more complete circle to be able to reach people across all these different channels or just help you guys gain more knowledge in your data. We also do what's called a lookalike audience. So expanding your reach and target consumers who match your loyal customer base. You come to us, say, hey, this is who we're usually targeting. We then build an audience that almost mimics that data that you sent us so we can help assure that we're reaching the correct people with our ad campaigns. What it comes down to is this, always the power of data. Once we move on with this podcast series, you're going to slowly start to realize, hey, we're taking the power of data and the ability to attract people with ads that they want to see, and then we're turning it into the other side of the story. Hey, let's reach people on all of these different channels with this Bridge serve story of how we actually serve our ads. So more to come on that, but today's lesson was really just understanding how we collect the data and how we actually operate the data once we collect it.
Thanks, Adam. For any of our listeners that want to get started, you can reach out directly to your Bridge account director or email us at connect@thebridgecorp.com. Thank you.
Until next time, this has been Maddie Dratch from Bridge.